after the Saturday's election, as early as Sunday morning when the results...
Runner-up Kaduna State gubernatorial candidate Sani Muhammad Shaban is holding court with journalists and supporters at his plush residence in Zaria.
It was called the Kaduna State Radio House.
He says after denouncing massive fraud in last week's election, including the announcement of tens of thousands of votes for the ruling party candidates in areas where voting barely even started, he was detained several times by uniformed men because he says authorities were afraid he would cause unrest. He also laments the extra army roadblocks, patrols, and curfews in many northern areas.
Who are these military supposed to deal with? The innocent citizens, Nigerians, the armless Nigerians? We're not at war. Has it passed the strength of the Nigerian police that we had to bring the presence of the military?
At his headquarters in nearby Kaduna, his supporters defy a ban on political rallies, chanting their candidates' victory. Speaking through a translator, a market woman says because of what is happening, she is in no mood to vote anymore.
She said people are not happy with the situation. The result of the last gubernatorial election has made people to even stay far away from the coming election. Nobody is excited any longer. Nobody is even praying for the forthcoming election. Nobody is even going out to vote for the presidency because everybody is discouraged the way and manner the election was conducted.
But at a stand for motorcycle taxis nearby, the drivers all say they are ruling party supporters and they are not complaining. Gombo Kiforo is a father of seven, and he says it is important for voters to vote and after that for the new government to govern.
We want to practice democracy. If they cancel them, we are backward.
He also supports the security clampdown.
It's okay because of the opposition, so that they may not cause chaos, they cause problem. Well, that's why they banned the whole rally. Because of the opposition they are fearing.
The main opposition candidate is former military ruler General Muhammadu Buhari, who is popular in the north. The ruling party candidate is another northerner, Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. Voters will also pick a new parliament. The outgoing parliament squashed efforts by supporters of President Olusegun Obasanjo to change the constitution so he could seek a third elected term. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Zaria, Northern Nigeria.